Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
See, we can do a little addition here in this hour of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. 2 plus 2 equals 4. 4 plus 4 equals 8. 8 plus 8 equals 16. 16 plus 16 is 32. 32 and 32 is 64. 64 and 64 is 128. Shall I keep going, or have we had enough for this Wednesday of mathematics? Maybe I have an English lesson, Victoria, later on. It's the 28th of April, a couple of more days, and we'll be into May, believe it or not. May Day, the Maypole, things to celebrate. Every day there's something to celebrate. Some of it's good, some of it's maybe we can do better. Sometimes we think that anyway, and I think that's probably true. We can always do better. I think Joe Biden can do better than he's done, frankly. I'm getting into that mode that I get into that Jennifer is so used to, and Victoria is kind of getting used to it, too. They all suck. I think Biden has done a few things that are good. I think more that are open to scrutiny. And I'm sure that the Republicans among us be happy to agree that Biden has done not much. A lot of spending, a lot of taxes, a lot of talk about things getting fixed. But at whose expense? I don't see anybody figuring out how we can cut the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, which has been a problem for decades in our country. So how is and who's assessing the 100 days, Jennifer? How does that get kicked off?
Well, I think that's always the marker. Right? Yeah. That's always the marker for people.
What happens? That's arbitrary. Who figured that out?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. But what happened in the first 100 days? And a lot of people have been commenting. You know, there are people who've been disappointed. There are people like AOC who have been celebrating the fact that Biden has been way more progressive than people thought. A lot of people on my side of the aisle think that's because Biden isn't really putting his fingerprint or making any of the rules, that he's more of like the figurehead, I guess, or the face of the administration, but that the policies coming out are not necessarily Biden's policies. He's just kind of the front man for them. Before he reaches the 100-day marker, today he's going to be giving his first address to Congress. Remember, he took a lot of criticism for not doing this sooner. Most presidents will do this more in a quicker way, and you don't necessarily do the State of the Union in your first term, but you do an address to a joint session of Congress, and so Biden's going to be doing that tonight, although it's going to be a little different. It's going to be a very controlled environment. Typically, you've got about 1,600 people that will attend these things. Democrats and Republicans will usually be there, but according to the reports, instead of that 1,600 people that are in the House chamber usually for something like this, they're probably going to be closer to about 200 people that'll be attending the event tonight.
Why so few?
COVID. Well, they say COVID, but most of those people have been vaccinated.
Yeah, right? Come on.
And also, they chose a date when the House of Representatives is out of session, and I'm pretty sure that that was intentional. My theory is that they want to probably keep it as controlled as possible. They don't want people, you know, remember when Obama
was
president?
Why would the House be a problem, though?
The House? Because there's, yeah, but there's 200 Republicans that sit in the House, along with 200 Democrats. It's a large crowd. You had 400 people that would be there. And so during the, you know, one of Obama's speeches years ago, a Republican from the crowd yelled, "Liar." During Trump's administration, how many people were booing and hissing and screaming at Trump? And I think they probably want to keep this as controlled as possible because they don't want to throw him off from what he has to deliver. So you've got 200 people tightly guarded with the invites. Most Republicans have not been invited. The House of Representatives asked Nancy Pelosi to change the date so that there would be a time when they were actually in session. She refused to change the date. So I think it's going to definitely be a different vibe than we're used to seeing in terms of interaction and stuff with the people there. As far as what he's going to do, he's supposed to ask Congress to pay $1.8 trillion in new spending And he wants that. I think he's going to focus a lot on his infrastructure package, which is not necessarily traditional infrastructure, but he's probably going to pitch it more as like a jobs package. He'll increase and announce, or he'll announce an increasement, an increase to the corporate tax, to the capital gains tax, expecting that, probably a focus on policing. Also, you'll hear something coming out about that. And I'm sure he'll probably take a victory lap on COVID. And I don't know what else we'll probably hear about. I would say that that's probably it. I don't think he's going to spend a lot of time on the border. That's where he's underwater with the American people. And I doubt that he's going to put a lot of time and energy into talking about it.
It'd be nice if they could come up with a way to fix it. That'd be a nice way to do it. I see he's put a Texas sheriff, Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, who is a law enforcement officer, a veteran. He is the director in Harris County, Texas, going to be the head of ICE. There are 5,000 employees at ICE. They have a $571 million annual budget.
No, so that's what he has in Texas right now. He's got 20,000 employees for ICE and $8 billion a year for the new ICE budget.
$8 billion. Imagine
that. Yeah, he's going from $571 million. Well, that's why a lot of people are saying to abolish ICE and fold that into a different agency. So,
I never knew that they were spending that kind of dough. That's outrageous.
Well, that's one of the reasons why a lot of people, everyone likes to label it as just like an AOC, super progressive, abolish ICE thing. But a lot of people are saying this is just an absolute waste of money and resources, and that budget could be folded into a different agency and be governed by someone else.
It's a waste of money when you have an administration that has no intention of using it. I mean, that's the bottom line, is that this administration has no intention of deporting
people. But explain to everybody what
that's not
the right way of doing it is, because
it to help enforce our nation's sovereignty. I mean,
what Gonzalez says, is that the agency should be the ones doing that, and that local police should be sticking to local policing. That's his whole mantra.
Why does it cost $8 billion a year to do this?
That's a good question.
What
I don't think it does cost that, but that's what their budget is.
They have 20,000 employees? What in the world are they doing with the money and all these people?
It's a convenient headline for everyone to say, you know, oh, well, you know, the people on the left, they just want to abolish ICE. A lot of people on the left also say this is a complete waste of money and resources.
Well, fraud, corruption. This is more than outrageous. $8 billion a year for an organization that has questionable results, if they were doing something or somehow or other, deporting people isn't as important as keeping the people out in the first place. And
well,
so there are some adjustments there.
Don't forget what they have to do. I mean, they have a lot. So think about what you spend for national or for local police forces, right? Think about that and add up every single one in the country. And you're going to get to a number that's probably a lot higher than what ICE has, because ICE is almost a national enforcement force, right? And you've got them probably figuring out who should be here, who shouldn't. I mean, these are not all police on the street. These are a lot of people in administration who are trying to track the people that are left in, who's overstaying their visa. I mean, there's a lot of administrative stuff that goes into to immigration and customs enforcement. Think about every airport. It's a large, I don't know much about the budget, but I'm saying it's a large force.
That this is, if this money isn't being spent, it can't be being spent responsibly, because we have too many people. First of all, what they do is send them back, and then they just figure out a way to come back again.
But they also are the ones who sit at the airport checking people who come in. I mean, every airport that deals with international arrivals, they are checking people into the country.
What's the matter with the customs? What are the customs
people
doing?
Checking people out. That's what immigration and customs, and who do you think does that?
That's Homeland Security.
Under ICE.
Homeland Security. Where's the budget there? How much is that?
The customs agents are part of ICE.
Ugh, government. There's too damn much government. There are too many organizations. This is ridiculous. It really is. All right, let's go back to the speech itself. Apparently, there's going to be a proposal to give free preschool for people down to the age of 3 instead of, what is it now, 5 or 6? What's the age?
No, 5, you're in kindergarten. 3, okay. Some states like New York has already done universal pre-K or pre, you know, free pre-K for all or whatever the program is called. A lot of states are, and major cities have already done that, so he wants to do this on the federal level because a lot of kids don't get the head start that they get in other countries. And so 3- and 4-year-olds, if parents can't afford to send the kids off to pre-K, then, you know, they are left behind. And then by the time they hit 5 years old and they start kindergarten, they're already behind. So this
okay.
is that's
so it's
going
to save
do.
The average family, according to the information, $13,000 a year. So who's going to pay that? Well, the average family has taxes of how much? What's the average family paying taxes? So if they're not, they're going to save $13,000 a year. Then what? When we say
you'll get it from the ICE budget,
$13,000 a year. Who's spending this kind of money for 3- and 4-year-olds now? I know that my grandson went to
a lot of people.
So that's their choice. They
no,
want to have
a choice.
No, if
you want your kid to be in a school, then there is no public school for pre-K. That's
I understand that.
Not a thing.
Who decides? I get that. I hear it. But who decides what the arbitrary age should be for youngsters? Again,
How old was Miles? All right. Okay. Well, let's go with your grandson who's in this, you know, in this era. How old
was
Miles? Because I was
four.
3 and a half when I went to pre-K.
Well,
and
maybe
my parents
3 and a half, 4.
So I was 3 and a half and 4 and a half when I did 2 years of pre-K, and then I went to kindergarten. That's how most kids do it if your parents can afford to send you somewhere. If you can't, then you're missing out on those 2 years of education leading up to kindergarten.
So,
and they found that kids who get to kindergarten who don't have pre-K are far behind.
People that are my age, your mother's age, when we were 3 years old, where was our time spent? What were we doing?
I have no idea.
What
were you doing?
3 and 4 years old. I'm just trying to think.
I don't know.
The only memory I have of being 3 is falling down a set of stairs and whacking my head on an iron post and, you know, cracking.
That explains a lot.
Slice.
First head trauma.
Have
3 years
the $13,000 a year. I don't know. I'm just looking at this money.
Well,
who
I'm sorry,
but
I have friends with young kids, and universal pre-K is something that has benefited
so
in,
what
and
we
done
cut
this for the last couple of years
then,
in New York.
Fine. I'll give
but
you
why,
this.
But why
this
are we not
idea.
Investing in children?
Fine.
In our,
that's
in
a
our
good
country,
idea. I'm all for it. So what do we cut?
Why don't we send them back to school?
We cut the ICE budget. We get rid of them and spend that money on putting kids in school.
Fine. I think, look, in a recent Pew Research Center survey, the ICE has a lower approval rating last year than the IRS.
They don't do anything.
So, anything that people do is going to be.
But you understand what also is in their budget. I was just looking through the Department of Homeland Security budget, which includes the ICE budget and all of that. It's the Coast Guard. It's stuff that you wouldn't even consider. So when you're just thinking that it's like a one guy standing at the border, which, by the way, those people are unsung heroes, getting billions of dollars, that's not necessarily true. There's a lot of stuff that's lumped underneath that umbrella. So
I'm not comparing that. I'm just saying when it comes to investing in the future of education, I think it's important.
I want to talk about a little bit more about this. And also why there is going to be no designated survivor tonight for the speech. Remember the old telephone? Yeah, right. The television show that starred Kiefer Sutherland. All right, 19 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner here with what is trending. And we're going to rip somebody a new one right after this.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Just picking out some gifts at Kohl's. There's a KitchenAid mixer calling my name.
Your name? Doing some self-gifting, huh?
Nah, that's for my mom. Baking for love language.
Love that.
The Fitbit. That's for me. Getting it for the self-care and the Kohl's cash.
That's a big deal.
So it's 20% off and free store pickup. I can get it all in less than an hour.
Talk about shopping goals.
20% offer valid April 28th through May 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the station. Here we go, boys and girls. Let's see what is being ripped here. We're going to rip up my dossier, what are we ripping up? My CV, who's ripping? Good, Doug. This is hashtag Rip Hamilton. So this shows you how silly people are. Explain, will you please, Jay? This is
yeah,
just silly.
Rip Hamilton silly. Was trending, and of course, all of the Hamilton and American musical fans were thinking, oh my gosh, R.I.P. Hamilton, what is going on? If it's, you know, Hamilton from history, well, yeah, obviously he's gone. Aaron Burr did that. Or is it about the musical? Did something happen to Lin-Manuel Miranda? And it turns out it's not R.I.P. Hamilton, it's Rip Hamilton, the former basketball player. He's the one that had the clear plastic face guard that he always wore. Career 1999 to 2013. It was about him because he's in a commercial for Travis Scott's new Air Jordan 6 crossover collection, his collab with Nike. So it features the former shooting guard, Rip Hamilton. And of course, people see Rip and it's automatically RIP. So yeah, there it was like an emotional roller coaster on Twitter.
But this shows you that people need to get a life. Much as anything else.
Well,
good
it's because
Lord.
No. Well, it's because we're so. I know you're not on social media, but like we're so used to seeing R.I.P. for anybody who dies. And yeah. So, or for any, you know, cancel culture stuff. So to have RIP Hamilton, I wasn't on Twitter last night, but I'm sure if I saw that, I would have clicked on it and thought the same thing, that Hamilton had been canceled or whatever, that there was some sort of backlash. But it is kind of funny if your name is Rip and Rip Torn's dead, right? So yeah. We've got like one Rip left. It's Rip Hamilton.
Well, and if you look at it too, it's a whole lot more free advertising because yeah. Now poor people who wouldn't have even seen this whole shoe collection, they're seeing this spot now too. And they helped kind of promote it by continuing on with tweeting the hashtag.
All right. Next, it looks like Britney Spears is going to, well, she's trying to address the court overseeing her conservatorship. At long last, love here. What's the scoop?
Oh, this is the first time since 2008, really, that she's asking to address the court herself over her conservatorship. And the judge did grant permission for Britney to speak on her own behalf. So this is going to be happening June 23rd. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this is big news. Britney's been pretty quiet about everything. Most times conservatorships are...
Okay, so tell me why the average person would think this is big news. Not challenging.
For Britney to finally address the court? That's huge.
But why are we... go ahead.
For most conservatorships, it's typically reserved for very ill, elderly, infirm people. Britney has been making millions of dollars performing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of question around, does she even need a conservatorship?
Right.
The whole free Britney
movement. You're not supposed to be able to make $56 million a year if you need to be under a conservatorship.
Exactly, exactly.
It's supposed to be a profit machine.
Is she paying for all of it?
Yes, yep. She's paying for everything. Her father's mm-hmm. lawyers, her own lawyers, the business team surrounding all of it.
Sounds like somebody does all these people working for the government. Extortion is a great word for it, thanks. That's the same way I feel about the tax realities and all this stuff that we've been talking about here. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automated sex story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced new guidelines on Tuesday to limit the arrest of illegal immigrants in or near courthouses. Alejandro said ensuring that individuals have access to the courts advances the fair administration of justice, promotes safety for crime victims, and helps to guarantee equal protection under the law. End quote. Idaho Governor Brad Little signed an abortion bill into law Tuesday that would make it illegal for a woman to terminate her pregnancy after a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The law does make exceptions for medical emergencies, rape, and incest. A police report would be required. The Customs Agency for Beijing, China released data on Monday that showed trade with the United States increased by 133% since President Biden took office, earning the communist country $12.5 billion in the first quarter. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
New technology with implants can help paralyzed veterans walk again. Veteran Joshua Birch describes the night he became paralyzed.
And I went to Guam to help assist the Air Force because our aircraft were there. And one of the nights I was there, I don't even remember what happened. I just know I woke up the next morning outside on the ground, unable to move.
Mr. Birch on Fox News says he thought he would never walk again.
No, not at all.
Spinal cord injury research chief Dr. Ashraf Gorgi talks about the program.
We started this 5 years ago when we started our exoskeleton program, and our exoskeleton program just led us to this fantastic implantation epidural stimulation using a different type of epidural stimulation called percutaneous leads, and definitely the results start to show up from day one when we start to regain some motor activities in their legs, which was very fantastic for them to see their legs moving after all these years of paralysis.
Dr. Rob Trainer performed the surgery.
So implantable spinal cord stimulators have been around for 70 years, so we're really for pain. So we're really leveraging existing technology for societal need. There's two phases to this particular implant. One, we do a trial with 2 8 contact leads. We map out which contact will activate different muscle groups, and if the patient passes a trial, we do a full implantation with a battery placed under the skin during the operation.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's 34 after the hour now, and it is the Wednesday. What do they call it? Hump Day? I don't know. That's
Hump Day.
They call it Hump Day.
You're getting over the hump of the week.
Yeah.
I get that. Thank you, Jay. It's the 28th of April. All right. Giggles abound here. Jennifer Horn, little giggle here, a little giggle there. Here, giggle.
You said Kegels.
Yeah. Ew.
No. Kegels.
No. Yes. Right now.
Phil thought you said it too. Yeah. Okay.
So really?
Half of us thought you said Kegels abound.
Kegels.
Yes.
No. Giggles.
No, I don't even know if Doug knows what that is. Although we probably should ask him.
I think it has something to do with sexuality. Is it not?
No. It's not sexual, but it has something to do with...
With the places. Well, never mind. All right. Jay is here. Victoria is
here. It's an exercise that ladies do.
That's right, too. Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
I guess Jen says no to that.
No. All right. I want to talk about some things that are not necessarily on our radar screen. And one of them would have been the designated survivor thing. Kiefer Sutherland. For some reason, Rich McFadden sent me a whole bunch of Kiefer Sutherland audio yesterday from the time that he spent on the program and some of the things he was doing when it was Jack Bauer time. And I was thinking to myself how, you know, given how successful that show was, that there ought to be, with all of the really crappy stuff there is around and all the need for programming, fresh programming, somebody that the people who put that show together ought to come up with some more scripts and bring it back again.
Yeah, it ran out of steam, though. I loved Designated Survivor, and it's just the plot.
Oh, now it's not about Designated Survivor. I was talking about 24.
24,
sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, 24. Okay. Yeah, I never saw 24, but yeah, Designated Survivor just it ran out of steam so quickly.
It
crashed.
I agree with that. Yeah. So Kiefer hasn't been around for a while. I don't know.
Well, he was doing The Fugitive, and that was on.
The Short Network.
Quibi. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that went away. But that was a cool role. That show should definitely be turned into a long form show.
Yeah.
Because he was playing the Tommy Lee Jones part.
Oh, was he? Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't. I never saw it.
I saw clips of it. It was great. And it was high production value. It was wonderful. But, you know, when you only can watch 6 minutes at a time, it's just really stupid.
Right. It doesn't do anything. I found that I don't, on the plane, watching an episodic show that only is 21 or 22 minutes, I don't find it refreshing or I don't find it intriguing. You have to move too fast to the next one. And I think that would be one of the things that would be a challenge for my son's new television program. If it's only a half hour, do you really get a half hour out of it? Or if it's on a commercial network, then it's got to be, 22 minutes, I think, in order to get all the commercials in. So, and then I came across something about Entourage. All of you remember Entourage?
Sure.
It was on for 8 seasons. It was produced by Mark Wahlberg, who really was the model, basically, for it. It was the story of him as he was getting started. And it was, I found it to be quite a, whether it was captivating, I'm not sure what the right word was for it, but it was consistent, it was entertaining. You really wanted to get into all of the various portrayals of the people who were in it because they all were important. And so apparently somebody approached Doug Ellen, who was the creator of the show, he and Wahlberg, to give it a reboot. That's Chucker, our movie guy's favorite word. Give it a reboot. And they went shopping it. And apparently there was what Ellen describes as this current wave of righteous PC culture that has, in terms of reviving Entourage, it has kept him from having any success because there was too much indulgence in sex and drugs and things like that. And so the fellow who created it said something that I thought was very pithy. He said, "Nobody says that about The Sopranos, where they murder people every 5 minutes. So what is there about murdering people on TV that's okay, but when you bring the rest of somebody's life to the surface and make it artful, people are resenting it, or people put it out of the... And then that's kind of, in a more broad sense, what the cancel culture is all about. I don't even know, I think that's a word that's become kind of hip and, okay, everything is about cancel culture. It's about realizing how much our society has changed or is changing and without any real direction. Okay, it started, I guess, with Black Lives Matter, but then there's all kinds of other stuff
cancel culture did not start with BLM. Cancel culture started with the Me Too movement. That's really who all Harvey Weinstein of the world got canceled.
That what's responsible for a show like Entourage not coming back to the surface? Because
Entourage have to come back? It was a great show. It had its moment. Like why does everything have to come back?
Well, because there's no real creativity and that's the larger problem, more than cancel culture.
The larger problem is a total lack of creativity in Hollywood.
Well, but I'm trying to make a point. I'm making a point about things that let's face it, the cable business and all of the streaming services have made mincemeat out of what basically I grew up on, which was regular commercial TV. So as there is so much splinter here, there is also a desire, I would think, on the part of some people to see some stuff. I mean, I look at across the board at what there is available on all of these various services, Netflix and once in a while HBO. There's a good show like I've been talking about, this Mayor at East Ham or from East Ham, Kate Winslet. I think it's a very good program.
That's on my list now, yeah.
I watched another episode of it last night. That was about all I had time for. And it was something special. I mean, you look at Tucker's show, the debris thing is something you have to, is a very sort of specialized audience, because it's hard to follow. And that's done well because people want to invest in stuff like that. I just am thinking about...
Well, don't you think it's changed a little bit, though? I mean, it used to be that people would go to the movies and then watch TV, right? That's in the time of Entourage. They would have all of those things. And Entourage, I think, was maybe ahead of its time when it came out because it is more like the style of TV that we're used to right now than it probably was when it came out. It was one of those first cable shows that saw success. But I think a lot of people are looking for longer form stuff that replace movies for them that they can binge on their own schedule. And so a lot of sitcoms, when you can just watch them one off or where the stuff that we consider more traditional on network TV maybe doesn't have as much interest for people right now because they're looking for those shows that are going to draw them in, that are going to make them watch episode after episode after episode that do fill the need or that void for the movies that people aren't going to see, especially over the last year when streaming just it blew up because it was the only source for people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, then there's the other stuff that's been around for a long time, and you find this. Nobody can be upset about Wheel of Fortune, for example, or Jeopardy. That's a whole different. There's a woman last night, I think, that won a whole bunch of money for the first time. Somebody won this kind of dough. I'm trying to see what I just got my eye here. What's described as an insane prize, an entire house.
Wow!
Did you see that?
You can win a big house.
You can win a house. You won a house.
Wow! On Wheel of Fortune.
On Wheel of Fortune. Yeah.
Impressive. Better than the grandfather clock you used to win from that show, right?
Right, exactly.
So your supply of Dinty Moore beef stew. Oh, good.
Right. So anyway, and I'm also wondering out loud about the sports rights, because Amazon's trying to get in on the act, trying to get the football, and who's, not everybody has it. I mean, all of these entities, the NFL, other one is the most money they can get. The NHL just did a deal with Turner Sports getting away from NBC. If you're a hockey fan, I don't know if that makes much difference or not, because the Turner stations, which is TBS and TNT, one of the other stations that Turner owns, they got a couple of cable channels, and most everybody can get those.
Well, now that the NHL is moving to the Warner Media umbrella, you'll get NHL games live on HBO Max. So a lot of people who don't have cable anymore, if you have HBO Max, you'll be able to see live NHL, TNT, and TBS, which TNT and TBS have, they have the NBA, and they've done a really great job with it, and the fans love it. So that's why the NHL was so intrigued by that offer. Everyone thought it was going to go to, you know, Fox or NBC.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, but TNT and TBS came in, and they just do a really good job in the interaction and the coverage of the games. It's great. I think it's going to do well for hockey.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a hockey fan.
Right.
You are. Jennifer is. If you can find it and it's there, great. But some of these things are very limiting as to who can get them. And maybe I'm just speaking from my own experience because I have a lot of this stuff and I don't use it because I'm still watching traditional network television.
You have TNT and TBS on regular cable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, that's a part of the regular service. But, you know, you look at some of this stuff and you think to yourself, okay, who's going to watch this? And is it just about the money for the sports leagues and not about the viewers, not about the listeners? I had the most fun last week, and I don't know how many of you getting into the baseball season, and I know you all laugh about me and what it is that I, you know, how I.
Have you ever sat through an entire baseball game on TV?
No. But. I have in my car listened to an entire game.
There's no chance that he's able to sit. Yeah, because you can multitask. You're driving and listening.
Yeah. So, and it was one of the most entertaining. I listened all across the state. I was in Western Mass picking up some cows, and as I traveled across the state, there's on two or three different stations. So I just went from one station to another, and I found myself. It was the longest I'd listened to anything on the radio for a long time. It was just fun. And now they're
I think
talking
listening
about
to baseball on the radio is hypnotic. Like if you I'd worry about you driving with it, because I feel like when I listen to a baseball game on the radio, unless you're really into the team, like I'll be into the Dodgers, it can be very hypnotic almost, and kind of just like knocks you out a little bit.
Baseball was, I think baseball is the only sport that was just made for a radio broadcast because it's slow enough that you can follow it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, listening to a hockey coverage or football coverage on the radio gives me a headache.
It's hard.
It's just, it's so,
I know when Vin Scully, when the guys like Kurt Gowdy, and Mel Allen doing the Yankees and Vin Scully doing the Dodgers, people would watch it on television, turn the sound down on TV, and listen to the radio broadcasts from these guys who really made the game entertaining. And then at one point, then they started switching off. I know that Vin would do, what, three innings on radio and then three innings on television. And then, right, yeah. And so that was an acknowledgement of how good these people were and how much they – the spoken word – now, in many, it doesn't have respect, the respect that it used to have, because there's so many other, as you just said, distractions that you can, you know, watching things blow up or, you know, monsters eat other monsters or whatever it is that we seem to think is classy cultural stuff.
A good baseball play-by-play person, though, it almost becomes a historian. If they're really good at what they do, and they're expert storytellers.
There's a lot
like
of anecdotal stuff coming out of that broadcast, Jennifer.
Oh, my gosh, 100%, because it's a slow game. So, okay, ball one, strike two, all of that stuff, that's great.
But that wasn't what was interesting. You're right. It was more listening to
the story.
The guy who went to spring training and he talked to this player and that coach and it's just, I thought it was.
I don't know if you guys ever watched Brockmeyer with Hank Azaria, but I'm not a baseball fan necessarily.
I've heard it's good. Yeah,
it's so good. Jen,
I think you told me to watch it.
So why don't
you
love it? What does it require from me
that
I don't
like? Because he's a character who when he's not calling baseball games, which he's brilliant at, but when he's not calling baseball games, he's into sex and drugs, and you wouldn't like that. So he's too risque for you. But the show is fantastic, and it really shows his ability as an actor who is such a huge baseball fan, and the way that he has imitated all of the greats, and the way he incorporates that into the way he calls games, it's brilliant. He just launched Hank Azaria just launched a podcast in character as Jim Brockmeyer, and it's amazing. He interviews people. It's really good.
So maybe this says something about me. Even looking at Rebel Wilson in her new form, I find distracting. Not distressing, but it's not something I want to see.
So we left baseball? What?
Well, we were talking about what entertains people. Rebel Wilson has
she lost weight.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so that journey has been all over. Every place you turn, no matter what
made you think about that?
Yeah, because he's not paying attention to us and he's looking around at.
No, I am paying attention, but I was thinking about entertainment, and I saw that the whole business about Adele and her weight loss. I don't necessarily want to see her running around naked. I want to know.
That's good because she's not.
No.
you're safe. Don't worry. I'm so confused
past
right
the
now.
Hour.
I know, right? This is the manic hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Three after the hour, it's Tech Talk time now on the DJV program. Victoria Cuban is here to go through the latest hack and the hacks. We should call this hacks galore. That's what maybe we change it from Tech Talk to hacks galore. All right, so we get to it right after this.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get out of here, Victoria, shall we? What's the latest hack?
Mm-hmm. So Washington, D.C.'s police department, they're the latest target of a major online hack. They've confirmed that their servers have been breached. Hackers began leaking the data online. In a statement, the department confirmed that it was aware of unauthorized access on our server. They're now working with the FBI to investigate the incident. The hacked data appears to include details on arrests and persons of interest. It's believed to be the work of Babak, which is a group known for its ransomware attacks. The gang has already released screenshots of 250 gigabytes of data that it's stolen. One of the five files is claimed to relate to the arrests made following the January Capitol riots. And this hacking group has warned that it will start leaking information about police informants to criminal gangs if the police department doesn't contact them within 3 days. Washington's police force, which is actually called the Metropolitan Police Department, is the third police department to be targeted in the last 2 months following attacks by separate groups against departments in Maine and California. The old software and systems used by a lot of police forces are they're very vulnerable to these types of attacks. In fact, 26 government agencies have been hit by ransomware in 2021 alone. 16 of them have already seen their data released online, which is horrible. The Biden administration is attempting to improve cybersecurity defenses. An executive order from President Biden is expected to come soon regarding this. The Justice Department also recently formed a task force to help defend against ransomware attacks, and the Deputy Attorney General said that 2020 was by far the worst year we've ever had when it comes to ransomware and related extortion events. And so he's overseeing, Deputy Attorney General John Carlin, he's overseeing this task force now that is trying, and you know, we've seen this with public utilities and water treatment plants. It's just getting worse and worse. So if we don't do something now, I mean, we're just sitting ducks, basically.
All right. Up next here, Apple's update. What are we, how do we, this is, there's so much Apple stuff. Do we come around to
being
numb?
Well, this isn't just Apple. This is actually, we have 400 new emoji on the keyboards of all smartphones and all systems. So it's not just Apple. It coincides with Apple's new iOS update. So if you have iOS 14.5, if you've done the update, you automatically have 400 new emoji on your keyboard. If you have an Android, you also have to download the update, and you'll have all of these. Last year, we got 117 new emoji from Unicode, which is the universal group that governs emoji. They're not related to any one brand or company. And so this year, they've already added 400 new emoji to the keyboard: a heart on fire, a wounded heart, a face with spiral eyes after a boozy night, a new pair of headphones, and even a remodeled vaccine-friendly syringe. And so if you are looking to ghost out of a conversation, there's a new emoji that has face in the clouds, so you're going to ghost out, and a face exhaling emoji to use when your friends send the same meme for the millionth time. If you're sick of something, you can let someone know and be polite about it. And half of the new icons are also variations of the kiss and the couple with the heart emoji, which now includes multiple gender and skin tone combinations to more accurately represent real-life couples. So if you go through all of these, like I said, there's 400 new ones, but it's a lot more pages when you're swiping through your phone to try to figure out what emoji you want to send. You've got a lot more to choose from. So I don't see this slowing down anytime soon. People use emojis for entire conversations practically, so it's good.
I was reading something about a new robocall blocker called Truecaller. Are you familiar with that?
There are a million of those. I'm not familiar with that one, but
really?
Yeah, there are a lot of them now, yeah.
Yeah, and do they work?
Some do and some don't. Yeah, it just depends.
Right, depends. Everything depends, doesn't it? All right, I don't need depends, but thank you very much. Anyway, it's...
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.